According to latest government figures, the UK has made a whopping £1.1 billion in just 6 months by selling military equipment to Saudi Arabia. The statistics reveal that the UK sold over £800 million worth of arms and military hardware to the Saudi kingdom between April and June alone.
The evidence is mounting almost daily of our involvement in that conflict. I mean, let's look at the facts. We know that Saudi Arabia is bombing civilians in Yemen. We also know that they're using pilots to bomb those civilians that have been trained in Britain by British. We also know that they're flying British-made planes, dropping British-made bombs with British military advisers.
Over the past 2.5 years, Yemen has been under heavy airstrikes by Saudi jets as part of an aggressive war against the impoverished Arab country, which has killed more than 13,000 people so far. However, despite widespread international condemnation, the UK always defends its decision to continue sending arms to Saudi Arabia. On Wednesday, Defence Minister Michael Fallon even urged fellow lawmakers to stop criticising the UK's arms sales to Saudi Arabia, saying such criticism is, quote, not helpful.
At the end of the day, if this government wants to make money, it's claiming that it's able to do so and that everything's legal. But then let's stop claiming that we're a leader of moral values, because we're clearly not. We know from the evidence that children are dying in Yemen, and the laws on war are very, very clear. You cannot target civilians.
And with Brexit on the horizon, campaigners and human rights activists fear the government is pushing its arms sales to boost its international trade during this period of economic uncertainty.
Despite the British government coming under intensifying pressure for its increased sale of weapons to the Saudi kingdom and also its complicity in the brutal war on Yemen, it will be business as usual for London and Riyadh, as May's government is doing all it can to continue selling its arms around the world in clear disrespect for the human cost. Camelia Shambayati, Press TV, London.